game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
The Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is March 15, 2016, and Slim, daylight savings is the devil. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You mean it's not 5 o'clock in the morning right now?
What in the hell? I have been a zombie to start this week. I bet everyone else has that's had to go to work, too. It's just, it's awful.
I did force myself to sleep an hour earlier that first night.
Oh, so you, like, prepped for it on Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my body's a little bit, I guess, ready for it. As ready as I could be.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you got enough sleep because it is the fantasy basketball playoffs, Slim. Woo!
Yep, it is that time once again.
Did you... All right, so how many leagues did you make the playoffs?
4 out of 6. I got some bad duds at the end there in 2 leagues.
Mm.
Did decent showing. 5-4 wins would have got me in, but... C'est la vie.
Well, you know, I can't brag that often because usually you way outdo me in fantasy leagues. Your claim to fame this year is the 30-point challenge board, but I'm doing better in my fantasy leagues. So, yeah, playoffs in all of them. Woo!
Good.
And right. you saw what happened in our RCL. Yeah.
Yep, I did. So who finished overall first in the RCLs?
That's a good question.
That's a big question.
I haven't run the standings.
There's money involved here.
I haven't run the standings yet, but we'll update that on Thursday. And that's something that's not going to change for the rest of the year.
No, that's done. Whoever's got first season. Place, they're in the driver's seat.
Now, I know I was playing your brother in a league, and I think I did pretty well against him.
Oh, man, if you knocked him out...
I know. So sorry I didn't run the standings. Let's see. How do I go to? I beat him 6-2, and he was and he was leading the. Yeah, so he's probably not number one anymore.
Mm-hmm.
My team, my teams all came together really late in the second half.
Yeah, the one league that I missed was the Lillard-Gobert team. I got so far behind. I mean, I was in 11th place at one point, like after halfway through the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to come back from that. So, but yeah, we're excited for the playoffs. And have you made your brackets yet for March Madness?
No, I've just kind of looked them over.
Yeah, you're going to pick that?
You know who I'm picking to win it all?
It's not going to, you can't pick Miami to win it all. Come on.
Why not?
Because I heard, is it true that they've never made the Elite Eight?
Nope. They made Sweet 16 once.
Wow. I mean, that's been a good program for the past 10 years.
No. Just the past couple of years. That one year that Larkin was a sophomore, they had a couple of seniors, transfers mostly. They were okay. That's the team that got the Sweet 16. They won the ACC tournament, and they won the regular season title, too.
Well,
that was a couple of years ago, and they're getting better. They got a big-time recruit coming in.
What about when
Kid was going to go to Kentucky and change his mind. Went to Miami instead.
Well, what about when they had Jimmy Graham?
He wasn't really much of a basketball player. Yeah. He was a rebounder, and that was about it.
That was like Julius Peppers when he played. He was a bench big for some rebounds and a dunk or two. That's about it.
Yep. They've had a couple players come out. I mean, basketball-wise, NBA.
This is what happens when daylight savings makes us have to start this. It feels like an hour earlier.
Yeah. No, I know. You're picking UNC, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, every year they've won it, I picked them that year, and I did well in the brackets, so.
All right. We'll see about that.
We've got good depth.
Kentucky last year, that kind of backfired.
Did I pick them last year?
Who didn't pick Kentucky last year?
Well, that's true. But I mean,
never won it, really.
Yeah. And you, all right, so with all that going on, we also, of course, have fantasy baseball happening. And I got to tell everyone something interesting here. So in my stupidity, I launched the REL for baseball, which is two leagues, an AL and an NL league, all within the same league blanket. And in order to commish the AL league, because I'm the Brewers in the NL, I have to co-manage a team with Slim. And so I get an email notification every time Slim does something, like propose a trade that's declined.
Yeah, you're gonna have a busy email.
So now I'm getting like a behind the scenes look at how Slim handles his fantasy leagues. This is interesting.
Yeah, these are just the feelers first. That's the start. See if there's any interest out there.
You're sending a lot of feelers. You're like Pee Wee Herman in a movie theater.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, that was just himself. I mean, I'm feeling other people here.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. All right, fine. Well, it's
now, I've got one guy who seems a little interested in one of my prospects.
Yeah. Well, it's been interesting. I've been living the life of Slim in a baseball league.
Yeah, it's going to be at least a dozen requests declines a week, I'd say.
Oh, God.
At least.
Well, that should be fun. But back to basketball. On today's show, we're going to recap news and notes since our last show, including the mess at point guard in Memphis and really the mess everywhere. Man, did they get destroyed last night. We're going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid and then preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, who you got? At Memphis, are you ready to take Bronte Weber or are you ready to take Ray McCallum?
I got McCallum in a 12er, and I'm going to stick with it for the time being.
Yeah, that's the right call. He just looks like an NBA player, while Weber doesn't, really.
I'm just going to have to say yet for Weber. I think he's going to get there.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Because his defense is really good, and he can get minutes just with his defense as a backup point guard. But yeah, right now he's not ready, and not having any weapons around him is just killing him. Because he's not a shooter. He can't go out there and score. So he needs to, you know, other people to do it. They're just not there.
How dare you say Lance Stephenson isn't a weapon? Oh, he didn't even play last night?
He didn't play. No, he's got a wrist.
Oh, good Lord. What a mess.
Yeah, it's a bad team.
Oh, man. You ready for the starting lineup last night? Tony Allen, Bronte Weber, Jamichael Green, who I like, but he had a bad game, Matt Barnes, and Ryan Hollins.
Wow. Yeah, 35-year-old Matt Barnes. I don't think there's a starter. There's a real NBA starter in that starting five.
I mean, I think Jamichael Green could be a good fifth starter on a team. But when you shoot four for 17 with four turnovers last night.
Yeah, and he was 2 for 13 the game before. Yeah. That nice, pretty 50-plus field goal percent is disappearing awfully quick.
Yeah. Did you see all the games that these scrub Grizzlies had 3 games ago against the Pelicans, though? I mean, it was out of control. Matt Barnes.
Oh, the Matt Barnes triple double.
Yeah, Matt Barnes goes 26, 11, and 10. He gets a triple double. Now, this is an overtime win. And then Lance Stephenson had 33 points. I'm pulling up his line real quick, but that was out of control, too. Lance Stephenson was... Oh my God, you're the slowest iPad ever. Anyway, he scored 33 points. I'll read you this line in a second. Vamp for me.
Yeah, Matt Barnes came back with a decent game last time out. It's funny when you look at his lines. You know, it's good game, bad game, good game, bad game. Pretty much along that pattern.
Yeah.
It's only 25 minutes last night.
Well, it's they were down so much. That
they lost by 50, yeah. 49.
I mean, Alex Stephenson... who, Stevenson, no N, big okay. rebounder in the D-League, went 12-15, but had to tie the team lead with 17 shots. I mean, just like a rebound postman took 17 shots, 2 for 8 at the free throw line. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, I did, Jarrell Martin's line did kind of catch me off guard. Yeah. 17-8, 9-10 free throws. Problem is, he isn't a steals or block guy, so he's really not someone I'm even looking at in a deep league, even if he did somehow passed Jermichael Green on the depth chart.
Yeah. So that Stevenson line was 33-7-4 with two steals and a block, just to finish that thought. They have Stevenson and Stevenson. Oh, that's confusing.
All right. Yeah, that's... So here's not Stephenson?
Could be. I don't know. You know how correct I get players' names?
Yeah,
Pajelica!
If they're pronounced correctly, I do apologize.
So that's your myths in Memphis. Any, I mean, would you own Lance Stevenson in a 12er if he's healthy?
If he's healthy, that's a big if right this second.
I
think Barnes is about the only guy I really care about in a 12er, unless I really need a point guard.
Yeah, I mean, I might hold Jermichael Green still. I mean, he's still involved. It was a bad game.
Well, I think he's also become kind of the focal point of the defense since there's nobody else out there. I think that's hurting him.
It might.
He's not a number one guy. And
no.
They're kind of asking him to be.
No, but I mean, he doesn't need to be 12er worthy.
No, that's the role they kind of expect from him right now because he's kind of the best scorer on the team.
Oh, God, that's so sad.
But it's true. I mean, is Ryan Hollins a better scorer?
No, of course not.
So it's I'm a little worried about it.
Sorry, Memphis fans.
Yeah, it fell apart. Yeah. They were supposed to compete this year.
I mean, they're still going to make the playoffs.
Oh, really?
It looks,
you know,
I mean,
someone,
they're 39 gets a first round bye. Yeah, they're 39-28. Yeah, it's a first round bye pretty much. But yeah, without Gasol and Randolph's been hurt, Conley out for, what was his thing, 3 to 4 weeks? Oh, yeah, I get to gloat about Conley a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're predicting injuries now?
No, but remember the beginning of the season? Remember all of our Conley yelling?
Well, he finished top 50 in per game stats.
Oh, come on.
And I bet he hit what I projected, like, exactly.
Yeah, well, okay, A, barely top 50, and I had him ranked, like, 52, and you were pushing for him, like, top 40. And B, I said I didn't think he was going to make it through the season because it's getting worn down.
Yeah. What was it? Left Achilles tendonitis.
He had foot issues last year. He just seems like he's getting worn down. That seems like a wear down injury too. It's not like he just accidentally broke his hand on the backboard.
Yeah, tendonitis. Yeah, it's probably something that's lingered for a while now.
You know, Slim, you can say it. You can. It can be in your language. JB, you were right on this one.
Oh, man.
See, you're tiptoeing around it. You're trying
to
avoid it. I know, but you haven't done it.
Okay, I'll try. JB, you were... I can't do it.
This
feels so wrong.
This pin is green! Oh, man. All right, so you want to know what else I was right about? I said that Doug McDermott would start the playoffs with a must-own game. Just kidding.
Did, huh?
Yeah, just kidding. Ugh.
Yeah, well, must-own. He scored a bunch of points.
Yeah. Very,
oh, wow.
Very
got hot.
Yeah, very thragging off. 36 and a half minutes last night, 29 points, only one rebound, one assist. Did get a block in there. How many blocks does he have on the season? He has 6 blocks on the season and got you one of them right there.
Yeah, 29 points on 11 shots. I don't think that's repeatable.
I know, hit 4 threes. What's crazy is didn't Jimmy Butler did play again last night, right?
Yeah. He struggled a bit, though.
It was your boyfriend, Justin Holiday, who got hit with the minutes loss.
Yeah, but he still got the start. That's kind of interesting. I mean, Dunleavy is going to get that back.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they probably just played McDermott because he got hot. I don't know if this even continues one more game.
Yeah, I don't either. But
last time out was 22 minutes, 22 before that, 13 before that. Nothing special in any of those games. Yeah, I think this is an aberration.
An aborigine?
Well, he couldn't be that good.
I'll try to save it for Thursday, but oh man, was Fury Road good. Oh, finally I watched it. That was incredible. Yep.
I think I told you it's by far the movie I've seen the most this past year.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll table the rest of that for Thursday. Do we I should look this up as I try to talk while I do it. Do we get any sort of additional update on Valanciunas' hand?
I have not heard.
See, last I heard last night, left hand contusion. But that came out right after it happened, so I don't know if there was the x-ray yet. I don't know. But he has broken his hand before. I don't know if it was the same hand. It says left hand. I don't know. But anyway.
Well, for short term, though, yeah, Biyombo should absolutely be streamed right now.
Yeah, I actually picked up Biyombo in a couple leagues before the week started because of the Raptors' five-game week.
Yep. And maybe even Patrick Patterson will do something.
Yeah, I thought about Patterson. I decided to put in my seven ahead. My streamers were Kojo and Biyombo, just because I could see Valanciunas and Lowry get benched in this five-game week. I mean, they've done that before. Now Valanciunas is a little hurt. Lowry played 41 minutes last night. Now, he was awesome, as always, 33, 11, and 7. But could see him getting benched.
It's possible. You have to look at the standings, really, to see if that's going to happen, I think. Standings aren't something I pay too close attention to.
Well, let's look at the standings, then.
Oh, they do exist, don't they?
Yeah.
Someone actually keeps track of wins and losses.
The Raptors are 44-21. They are leading the Atlantic. In playoff standings, they are a clear second. They are...
2.5 back.
Yeah. Wait, no, they're... I don't understand. I should understand the NBA playoffs better. The Raptors are 5.5 games behind them.
I don't know where you see that.
Well, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at Cleveland is 3 more wins and 2 less losses. That'd be 2.5
That's
games.
Fine. Yeah, so they're second behind Cleveland. But then the Celtics are 5.5 games behind them.
Yeah, yeah.
So you think the Raptors are going to put all hands on deck to try to get home court throughout the playoffs?
Man, it would be a big deal against Cleveland. I mean, they're not going to beat the San Antonio or Golden State, obviously.
Okay.
So this is all about catching Cleveland. I don't know. I think it would be advantageous to do so. And I think Cleveland's going to bench some guys down the stretch because they're much older.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I'm not. I don't know. If I was the coach of Toronto, I wouldn't do it. I mean, this isn't a team that you know is there every year and you know thinks they're going to win it every year. Yeah. I mean, they haven't. When was the last time they went to the conference finals?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that answer either. Vince Carter. Maybe?
Yeah, I was about to say Vince Carter, T-Mac here. I mean, they just have benched Lowry before. Especially after big games like this last one.
And the five games in a week.
Yeah.
So there's a couple back-to-backs in there.
Kojo could get a start. Last night, Biyombo did have 6 blocks. 6-6 with 6 blocks. The number of the beast!
Wow, that's your... okay.
What?
I should know who that is.
I don't know his name. The Iron
the
Maiden.
Trooper.
Iron Maiden guy.
There you go. Job.
So where do you think Emmanuel Mudiay is going to go in the drafts next year?
Oh, it's going to be tough. I still have him behind Russell.
Okay.
Team going to be that much better? It should be better.
I mean, they're not awful right now.
No, they actually had a nice little 4-game win streak.
Yeah, I mean, they're not great. They've had a couple win streaks this year, though.
Of course, that before that was a loss to Brooklyn and a loss to Memphis.
They're 28-39, I mean.
Yeah, that's probably better than I thought they would be. I'm sure that's better than I thought they would be.
Yeah. 23-3-10 for Mudiay last night. Another 2 threes. He's making some threes lately.
Yeah. The field goal percent hasn't been too bad.
Nope.
Couple of duds in there, but he still helps everywhere else when he does. I mean, when his last bad game, He still went 15-7-5. And the one before that shot 286 and went 16-4-8, two steals and two blocks and three threes. Yeah, I'd say 75-ish. There's still going to be issues with free throws. That's not going to solve itself in a year. And he could possibly still lead the league in turnovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd put him about there, probably about 75. Probably Russell just a couple of spots higher, not much.
Okay. Well, if you picked him up a couple weeks ago, right when he went on this hot streak, you're feeling pretty good for the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the turnovers are a little nasty. And you wish he was more of a 1.5 steals guy. But, you know, we're asking a little much there.
Yeah.
Either way, he's still absolutely worth running out there in the playoffs.
For a guy that was available in several leagues.
Yeah. I drafted him and dropped him sometime in there. Probably when he got hurt.
Would you rather own for the rest of the playoffs Moutier or CJ McCollum?
He hasn't been that bad.
No, he just started the playoffs on a bad foot, which makes me smile. 15 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. No turnovers, which was nice, but 5 for 17.
Man, I got a good one for you.
Okay.
Last 9 games, only twice has he had more than 3 boards or rebounds.
You mean?
Or boards or assists.
Okay, yeah.
So it's all 2s and 3s for boards and assists for the past 9 games.
Yeah, only 6 combined steals.
Hasn't missed a free throw, and he's getting his 2 threes a game. Yeah, 2.5. And his 20-ish points. Yeah, I'm not picking him for 30. Especially not against San Antonio next time out.
You and this 30 challenge board. It's been brutal. Ugh. The last one
was just out there, too. Booker.
Oh, God. Yeah, back-to-back nights for 30 points. Oh, my God. All right, well, speaking of the Suns, and speaking of brutal, how about Brandon Knight's field goal percentage last night? It wasn't even illegal. It wasn't even a legal young lady that you could hit on.
Yeah, it's that Rubio defense, huh?
Hey, they still won.
They still won, yeah. Yeah, okay.
He shot 3 for 18 for 16.7%. Hey, it's legal in France, so.
Yeah, 4 and 7, 2 steals, 3 turnovers. At least he helped there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know he doesn't really have a running mate right now. I guess Booker's okay, but you know he had 6 turnovers himself.
How did the Suns win that game?
Yeah, I mean, Teletovich got hot from downtown. That probably did it.
Yeah.
Is that a career high for Tucker, 23? It's probably close.
Yeah, it was a career high.
Crazy. That was a nice little game from him. 23-12-5, 2 steals, 3 threes, 2 good percents.
Yeah, would you rather own P.J. Tucker or Carl Landry?
I'll take Tucker.
Okay, well, Carl Landry's actually been okay.
Yeah, for his 2 stats.
Hey, how dare you pigeonhole Carl Landry to 2 stats. He has... Okay, yeah, he's done nothing else.
Well, turnovers. Those still count.
No, he doesn't turn it over. Yeah, okay, so you're saying, yeah, 3 stats. Well, two straight good games, and the... man, I made this joke on Monday's article. The Sixers are having, like, Philadelphia Eagles-type injuries.
They're playing for lottery balls right now. I don't know if this isn't entirely on purpose.
Well, I mean, Covington had to come off on a stretcher.
Yeah, I can't believe he's going to be okay.
Yeah, and then Jeremy Grant also got a concussion. Now, Grant might play tonight, but still, lots of concussions.
Yeah, that's the one that I think will hurt Landry the most is Grant.
Yeah, so if Grant's out tonight, though, I mean, they got to play a warm body somehow.
Yeah, Jeremy Grant concussion out for Tuesday's game.
Oh, he has been ruled out now. Okay. Yeah.
And ruled out early, so I'm guessing he might be out for a couple more.
Yeah. I mean, it's low end. It's, you know, you're hoping for a nice, 16-8 kind of game. That's pretty much what he's done in 3 of the last 4 games.
Yeah, and you do have a, you know, back-to-back Washington OKC, which isn't great, but At least it's a back-to-back.
Yeah.
And you got back-to-back on 2021. Yeah, there might be something here.
Do you want to... I'm just
playing so many games.
Yeah. I think that's low enough end that we might be able to sneak a no halftime in there. What do you think?
Ooh, okay. Okay. I think I got my guy.
All right. I'm going to pick Carl Landry going at Brooklyn tonight. Yeah, that's what I like to see. All right, who do you got as a power forward against them?
Can I have Biyombo going against Milwaukee?
You know what? Yeah. You know, and maybe in, you know, normal head-to-head fantasy, I'd rather play Biyombo for the blocks. But
yeah, completely opposite stats.
Yeah, but in a DFS matchup, you know, Biyombo's going to get 3 or 4 blocks probably, going to get a lot of boards. This is also assuming that Valanciunas is indeed out.
But yeah, I'm going to make that assumption, at least for, you know, a back-to-back game like this and a travel day. I'm guessing Valanciunas misses at least this game.
Okay. Yeah,
even if he doesn't, Biyombo's going to get his 20-something minutes.
Yeah, Biyombo should get, you know, 10, 12 boards. Landry should get 7, 8. But I think Landry could score 16 to 18, while Biyombo's going to score, what, 8 points at best?
Yeah, at best.
So, all right, there we go. There's our no halftime challenge. I am picking Carl Landry for $5 to beat Bismack Biyombo tonight. I'm going to create...
That's so low.
I know. Everyone's going to be looking at this and going, wow. You couldn't pick someone more interesting. Yeah, that's what we do. We make it more fun. Invited the Razzball League and challenge created. So I accidentally invited myself. I can't invite myself to my own challenge. I've already set the challenge. All right, there we go. Challenge created. So download the No Halftime app now. Get it in the App Store. Set up your profile. Put in promo code Razz, R-A-Z-Z, all caps, for $10 free. You get $10 free to play with. You can even get that $10 free and play for $0 your first few contests. Get a little experience under your wings. It includes all major sports. We're of course talking basketball, but they'll have baseball in there when baseball starts up in a couple weeks. It's a ton of fun. One-on-one DFS matchups. No halftime, where the fantasy sports season never takes a break. Oh, you want to know what did take a break? Yeah, Crowder's ankle. Oh, well, it didn't break, but it still broke my heart.
High ankle sprain.
Yep.
He can go in any redraft, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, we were talking when I didn't want to drop anyone on my REL team, and I had Brandon Knight coming off the IL. And I'll admit it, I was like, all right, it'd be nice. I don't want to drop a dollar Dwight Powell. Someone get a little banged up here so I don't have to drop anyone. I was like, come on, Tyson Chandler's shoulder.
Yeah, I know, but this is like one of your top 5 players.
I know, come on, Clint Capella, sprain your wrist from missing all those free throws. Come on. And no, I lose Jay Crowder. Come on.
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty tough one to come back from for most people.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, you know, he's not doing anything that is crazy for, like, he's helping with steals and good percents and all that. Knight will help bring some of the similar stuff just with a terrible field goal percentage.
Yeah, besides that.
Yeah, so.
Plus the turnovers. Knight's going to turn it over like Crowder doesn't.
Yeah. So the Celtics didn't play last night, I don't think, did they?
No. Yeah. They haven't played since he went down.
So it looks like Evan Turner is your pickup, right?
I assume so. He had a decent game last time out.
Yeah.
5, 7, and 9. 5 steals, I don't know where that came from. Who are they playing? Houston? No. I'm flipping on Harden.
Yeah, I mean, he was 50% owned already. I've been pushing that he needed to be owned beforehand anyway. So might be a nice little boost for Miss Turner.
Yeah, it should be. I think Smart probably gets another minute or two, and they put Bradley at the 3. They've done that a couple of times.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, who else? They have nobody else on their roster. Everybody else is either a big or a point guard.
Jarebko or RJ Hunter, I guess. I don't know.
Nah, Hunter ain't getting off the bench.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No. All right, let's talk about your boy, your Miami Heat, and of course, your Josh Richardson.
Yeah, he had a pretty good game last time out, last night.
He's been playing good. Last week, was it last week? It might have been 2 weeks ago where I recommended him as a stream.
Last week.
As a 1% owned guy. And he put together a streamable, worthy week, even a 12ers.
Yeah, up to 9% owned.
Yeah. Last night, Rainbow Line, 17 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks. Wow, shot 60%, 4 threes.
Man. That was with Wade.
Yeah, and with the vastly overrated Joe Johnson.
He had a pretty good game, so I'm not going to say that.
Oh, it wasn't that good. Come on.
That's 6 in a row now of 50% plus shooting.
Oh, who cares? Get your field goal percentage out of here.
18-2-5 with 2 threes and a steal, 1 turnover, 2 good percents. What's the problem here?
That he's not as good.
I mean,
no, that was, I don't, that was
well,
a good you one.
Expect him to be a 25-year-old Joe Johnson. I just don't get it. I the expectations you have, I don't. It's so high.
No, it's not. It's just, okay, that was a good game, and it was a good game the game before.
Uh-huh.
But before that.
The Heat averages look just fine.
Yeah, that's fine. But his previous, what was it, 7 games, he had 1 good game where you're like, okay, I have to hold him. The rest of them are just a guy. It's just like, meh, numbers.
Yeah, but
for a 12er. Any deeper, he's great. Yeah, that's fine. But,
you know, even with Crowder down, I'll take Joe Johnson over Evan Turner.
No, give me Evan Turner.
I think the assist will be pretty much a push.
No, Turner will win.
More points. Obviously, he'll hit threes that Turner won't.
Okay,
and, you know, one of the big things about Turner is the field goal percent, and Joe Johnson's given that.
Yeah, that'll probably be a push.
So you lose some boards.
For Joe, yeah, Turner get more.
Joe Johnson doesn't turn over quite as much.
I think that'll be about the same. Turner's done better with turnovers, I think. Don't fact check that.
better not check that one.
Turner's going to kill him in steals, even though Turner's not a great steals guy.
Yeah, that's easily a push.
No, that's not easily a push. It's easily a win.
Turner's got 1 on the year. I mean, you know, per game.
Other than a 4 steal game for Joe Johnson, his other, what, 8 games, he had 4 total steals? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, we can always do that with any player.
Whatever. And then Turner's going to sneak in a half a block.
He's got 2 in his past 12 or so.
Oh, never mind. Okay, well, I oversold that.
Plus, you got Turner not being very nice to your free throws. You know, he doesn't make a ton, but he's not going to be nice to it.
Let's take a step back from this one. In a 12-er, even with 4 moves a week, is Joe Johnson in fighting for your playoff life? You're definitely holding Joe Johnson through this? I mean, come on.
I mean, if it's the last guy on my team and I have to stream, then I have to stream. It doesn't matter who that player is.
How is he not the last guy on your team? What playoff teams in the RCLs is he not the last one on your team?
Hold on, I have a team that's using him. Let me find it real quick.
Yeah, okay.
It's our league.
Well,
it's
yeah.
My punt free throw team.
Yeah, yeah. How about you talk to the number one team and see how his roster's looking? Yeah, Slim.
Yeah. So this is the team that's really hurting in point guards. I got very few point guards. It's McCollum and Dragic, Drummond. That's about it for point guards. So, yeah, Joe Johnson is incredibly helpful to me.
Did you include Drummond as a point guard?
Yeah. No, sorry, I meant Draymond.
Okay, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I confuse those two sometimes.
All right, so list out your bottom-end guys on your roster.
I streamed Darrell Arthur for 2 games.
Okay.
So I've already moved on from him. I got Tony Allen as another streamer. So those are my 2 streamers. I don't see me losing Joe Johnson.
All right, I guess in that scenario, but man, your roster needs the streaming. So
it's doing okay. I mean, it's got Gary Harris, so.
Oh, well, that solves everything, right?
Man, he's so good. He had another good one yesterday, too.
Yeah. He's just consistently good, which is why we don't talk him on the podcast except for when you bring him up.
Nowhere near enough.
in your...
Well, that's not true. I missed him every time.
We've talked about him. So what do you make of Shelvin Mack? Really putting together a good weekend and capped it off with a great line last night. 17 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists as the Gordon Hayward-less Jazz beat the non-resting Cavs. That was crazy.
Yeah, the man, plantar fasciitis out of nowhere.
It's not good.
Oh, it's frustrating.
Not good.
Yeah, it's... I mean, I had Gordon Hayward two places. One that didn't make the playoffs and the REL that I got the bye. So,
well, that worked out.
I got my fingers crossed that he's back in a week.
Yeah. Shelvin Mack or... Who's a good point guard to go against?
That would be my two that would be toughest to go.
Who'd you say?
Bayless.
Bayless? Oh, give me Mac. Come on.
Okay. Those are my two toughest. In my 250, I had those two and Schroeder. So, obviously, I lost Schroeder.
Yeah, yeah. Mac or Moutier?
Oh, Mac's going to give you better percents. Moutier's going to... Wow, what is he going to do that Mac's not going to do?
Wow.
Yeah, I'll take Mac.
Wow, maybe a little more steals. Mac's going to have just as bad turnovers. It's really a pretty close comp. Just you're going to get probably in a little more threes and better percents.
Man, I wouldn't be shocked if Shelvin Mack's a starter next year, too.
Wow, you think that... Over Exum? You don't think they tried?
I don't think they're going to just throw Exum in there after getting a year off.
Yeah.
And I don't see why they wouldn't bring Shelvin Mack back.
All right. Your other boyfriend who's mad at you for cheating with Gary Harris is his teammate Nurkic. He had a nice game last game out. Do you think he's worth adding in 12ers?
No. He hurt his knee in the last couple minutes and missed last game. They're only going to play him if he is 100%, which isn't happening, so no.
Yeah, I saw that he banged his knee. I didn't see that he was held out last night.
Yep. He was available, but didn't play.
Yikes.
Yeah, there's absolutely no reason for them to play him. So, no, it's next year.
All these injuries,
He needs a healthy offseason, though. That's going to be huge, is to have a healthy offseason.
If he has a healthy offseason, I mean, can we confidently rank him top 100?
See, you'll be able to draft him higher than lower than his value based off of what's happened this year. So even if we rank him in the top 100, you know, in the 90s or so, we'll probably still be able to draft him near the very, very end.
Okay.
I have a feeling there's so many bigs out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling at the end of the draft, people are going to mostly be looking at wings, and you can probably sneak them through. I mean, I bet Jokic gets drafted before him.
Yeah, probably.
Just based off what's happened this year.
Yeah, probably. All right. Well, that's something to keep in mind for next year's ranks. Anything else from you happen over the weekend or anything?
You covered the Gordon Hayward one. That was the big one for me.
Yeah.
I mean, they keep saying Henson might be back. He's got some stream potential.
Yeah, you need Henson and Nurk healthy for your REL.
Yeah. I mean, what else? All these injured guys that people were holding. You know, your Blake Griffins, your Carroll. They're all useless.
Yeah, I saw a news thing that Carroll might be back within the next 2 weeks. That's not going to cut it.
How useful.
Yeah.
It's if they're not playing, then they got to go. There's just no reason to hold anybody. Like, it's over. The season's over. Go win it.
Would you drop, what about Vucevic and Elfrid Payton? Both are uncertain to play tonight.
If you don't have a bye...
Yeah.
If they're both held out, then yeah, move on.
Wow.
It's just you can't do it. It's unfortunately there's no obvious pickup, you know. It's not like, you know, they're Orlando's splitting big man minutes between Josh Smith and Deadman.
He's dead, man.
And I don't know who's starting for Elfrid right now.
The Magic or Deadman. CJ Watson.
I'll stay away from CJ Watson.
So bad, yeah. You're picking up other people. So,
how many minutes did he get? 24.
Yeah, but his lines have been just atrocious.
Aaron Gordon finally looking like the ranking we gave him.
Yeah, he's been looking good. All right, Slim, I need the theme show music. Give me the theme show music.
All right, I think I got something.
All right.
It's got to be the most common, most popular theme show ever.
Newlywed Game.
Oh, no.
I know. I was kidding. What was that one again? I know it. I just...
Oh, of course you do. That's the wheel.
Wait, what?
Wheel of Fortune.
That was Wheel of Fortune?
Okay, they change their theme song every 5 years or so.
Oh.
So that would be like an early 90s version, I think.
Okay. It sounded they familiar. They always
do 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 do. Like that same thing pretty much every time.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't watched Wheel, and it didn't have the crowd yelling Wheel of Fortune at the beginning, so that threw me all off.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
I think so. Which game are we playing here?
This is Can We Make Slim Look Stupid?
Oh, boy.
All right. So, we've got two players on the board. Player A. Oh, this is annoying. So, my screen is getting all sorts of messed up here. All right. Let me move the microphone here. Okay. You ready?
All right.
All right. Player A. These are both season-long stats, so no excuses for a small sample size.
Okay.
11.8 points.
Sure.
5 rebounds, even.
Okay.
2.3 assists.
All right.
1.3 steals and half a block.
Okay.
1.5 threes.
Okay.
And 85% free throw shooter on 1.7 for 2 a game.
Okay. There's a lot of guys that can fit that.
Yeah, made it a hard one.
All right, so I assume they didn't get as many minutes early in the year as they're getting now.
He's a starter that plays 28 minutes a game. I don't think it's really... I think it's been consistent-ish, you know. Sometimes over 30, sometimes in the lower 20s. But he's been a starter all year. It hasn't... I don't think it changed much at the beginning.
Okay.
So...
All right. I mean, it's not Avery Bradley because he had too good of an early season, but lately yeah. That's about what he's been doing.
Avery Bradley's, I think, over 2 threes a game as well.
Okay. Lately, I don't think it's been anywhere near that good, though.
Yeah. All right. Player B, 14.7 points.
So all right.
Add 3 points a game. 3.3 rebounds. Subtract. All right. Subtract about a rebound and a half. 2.8 assists, add him half an assist, and 0.9 and 0.2 steals blocks.
That's annoying. Okay.
So you're losing that there. Although, 2 threes a game and 2.5 for 2.8 free throws for 87%. So slightly better percent and a higher volume.
Okay. What's his minutes look like?
31 minutes and 39 seconds a game. So 32 minutes a game.
Complain about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, so there you go. There's player A and player B. Which one would you rather own?
Oh, let's see. You didn't give me field goal percents, did you?
No, player A, 44%. Player B, 42.4%. So better for player A.
Okay, we're working with two wings pretty much.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I find how easy can I find those 3 points? That's the question. Yeah, I think I could make up those 3 points a lot easier than those steals and blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd go with player A.
Okay. Well, it's good to know. You know, obviously without knowing situations and ages. It'll be interesting to know.
Everyone's getting benched.
Yeah, well, yeah. But it's just interesting because I think everyone will say player B will be the one you want next year.
Okay. Okay. Who we got? We got player A is probably Nick Stauskas.
No, come on.
Well, if he's shooting 42% or whatever, then it might be Paul George. Yeah, he's probably scoring a little more.
This is lower end than Paul George. I know you hate Paul George, though.
Lower end? Wow. Okay, so we're talking not even top 100.
Oh, come on. Come on. What did Paul George ever do to you?
Let's see. I mean, you're not going like Bogdanovich deep, right?
No. These are both guys that have been pretty much must own almost the whole season. I mean, maybe they had a couple waffles in there, but
okay. I mean, player A. That's Levine's doing better than that.
Yeah.
B could be Tobias.
No, Tobias was someone I weighed in here. It's probably a round or two later than Tobias will go.
And they're both healthy, right?
Yes.
You're not throwing a Covington at me.
No. They're both healthy. They both have played pretty much the whole year. Player A, 62 games. Player B, 64 games.
Okay.
So it's virtually the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going through teams. Nothing's really jumping out at me. I mean, in my head, not like... I'm not literally looking for the stats. A could almost be Gary Harris.
No, not quite. I don't know if Harris's season-long numbers have gotten quite to that, just because it started off the bench, you know?
Yeah, and the points are more of a recent thing. That's 10 points. It's not crazy.
Yeah.
11, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was 11.8. It might be getting close.
Yeah, it's not Oladipo. He's been doing too good.
No, sounds like you need a lifeline.
Yeah. I mean, who's playing power small forward for the Raptors these days?
Wow. No
Norman
one.
Powell?
No. No one that would be in this conversation, that's for sure.
it's not Danny Green. He's not doing that well.
Yeah, he's not even up there.
I think he's sub 40% shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he kind of got me.
All right, player A is Kent Bazemore.
Okay, yeah, that's been very up and down. I think we're back to up right now, though, right?
Yeah, it's been better. Oh, well, actually, the last two games have been pretty dreadful. But overall, the previous eight, maybe previous seven from that were all pretty good.
Okay. I do like him, especially with that free throw percent.
Yeah.
That was the thing that kept me away from him coming into the year.
Mm-hmm. And you took Bazemore over player B, who is Rodney Hood.
Okay, I get that. Okay. You know, I'm not a big fan of Rodney Hood.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Those lack of steals, man.
Yeah.
They're bad.
Under a steal a game is no bueno, but...
I think he had a bunch last time out or the time before. Maybe they'll come in bunches enough to keep it reasonable. It's just he's Dragunov.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's really...
What's interesting with Hood is the only 2.8 assists. I mean, he had some stretches where he was getting a ton of assists, but last three games, only one assist each as Mac has developed.
Yeah, and I mean, with Gordon Hayward down, he had more shots last time out.
Mm-hmm, 16.
So he scored, what, 28 or something?
Yeah, 28 points, but it was really empty. I mean, it was a McDermott. It looks exactly like McDermott's line.
Oh, that is not a positive thing to say about somebody.
It's not, but it's true.
I mean, Hood could still develop a little more. He's only 23. I mean, he came out as like a senior, right?
Yeah, he played a lot at Duke. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we'll have Hood ranked higher. But he's not top 50 to me. Not even close.
Oh, no. We're not in that range, but I mean, I don't think Bazemore's going to be ranked top 100.
I'm interested to see what happens with Korver, I guess. I mean, Cephalosha is gone. He's just not helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they were trying to trade Horford a little bit. I don't know. This team might get blown up in the offseason.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, we'll have to see there.
Trade Teague and keep Schroeder. I don't know. I don't know what's happening in Atlanta right now. Yeah. They are nowhere near as good as they were last year.
Yeah, they've really fallen down. So,
oh, Carroll, that was the big loss, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. All right, there you go. There's our edition of Can't We Make Slim Look Stupid. Do you have your theme show music ready again for the outro?
Uh-oh.
No.
That would be a no.
Okay, never mind. All right. Wheel of Fortune. Oh, you picked the That show's so dumb. You pick the, like, little thing, and then you hope that this, like, seven-letter phrase somehow hits the letters you need.
Yeah, it's not Jeopardy, you know? It's not quite meant for the same intellectual level.
I do watch me some Jeopardy when I can.
Yeah, I got too many people around me that just, oh, I'm terrible at Jeopardy, blah, blah, yeah. People don't like playing along with me.
All right, taking a look at tonight's games, we've got the Celtics at the Pacers, the Nugs at the Magic, Philly goes to Brooklyn.
All right.
Toronto goes at Milwaukee, the Clippers play the Spurs, and the Kings go at the Lakers. And if you're not watching the double feature of Sixers at Nets and then Kings at Lakers, you're not an NBA fan.
Yeah. Well, you're not a fan of, you know, college basketball, I guess.
Yeah. We're watching the play-in games over this.
Yeah. This is, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with those games.
Yep. What else are you watching for tonight?
Definitely somebody in there is going to score 30.
Probably. Marcelo Huertas.
Somebody else. I don't mean Rondo.
Aw, boo. I don't know. I think what else to watch for? Raptors, see if they bench Lowry. See Biombo start.
Yeah. I mean, Giannis is worth the price of admission right now.
Yeah, he's playing insane. That's been a big part of it. He's on one of my RCLs that's you know, a key to why my second half has been so good. I think it might be the one where I beat your brother.
You know, I remember early in the year we had a discussion about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember trying to get you to move him up a couple. I think what would happen, I think there was hype from other people that we thought was too high.
Mm-hmm.
But we wound up overcompensating. And put him a little too low.
I don't know. Let me see where I had him on Fantasy Pros. I feel like I had him decent.
I guess, but I still feel like I had to push for him.
I remember the conversation. It was because I said he wasn't hitting threes, which he still didn't.
Yeah.
And the defensive stats haven't been huge. It's just...
Lately they have.
He's just... Lately they've been good, and it's just he's become the point guard, so...
Yeah.
I had him 68. I was towards the end of the gray, but right in the middle.
All right. We were definitely a little low on that one.
Yeah, it could have been better. Could have been better.
God, it's going to be even better next year.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know where he's going to go in drafts. It's going to be scary. I think people are going to rank him second round.
Yeah, I was about to say, third round is where I was going. It's been crazy.
It's going to be tough to get him next year. He's going to cost you a lot.
Well, what if they bring in, like, Jeff Teague or something, and they have, like, an actual point guard? That might...
Oh, I'd have to look at the numbers. I mean, they signed Middleton, they signed Monroe, they paid Henson a bit of money. I don't know. I'm not sure they have to pay Antetokounmpo soon. I don't know. I don't know what they're financially able to bring in someone like Teague.
Well, the caps are expanding, so.
Well, yeah, but everyone's caps are expanding.
While true, it gives them more wiggle room.
And bringing in Monroe was a pretty big deal. Then again, they've been terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's possible. And yeah, anybody they would bring in a point guard would definitely hurt them.
Yeah. All right, Slim, I don't know. I haven't even updated the 30-point board since the last one, so I don't know. You have a lot of points, and I don't. Whatever. Who do you have for 30 points? Whatever.
No, you can go first. I can concede that.
Bismack Biyombo. Put it on the board. You know what? Fine. Wait, hold on. Let's look at the top. Oh, damn it. I was going to pick Paul George and hope to sneak it. Top 10 scorers are Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, Lillard, LeBron, Brow. Westbrook, DeRozan, and you cannot take Paul George. He is 10th. So, I don't know. Who's going to score points tonight? Isaiah Thomas, whatever. Go.
Oh, man. All right, I'm taking someone in this late game. Give me, let's see. I think Kobe sits this one out. Oh, Kings have nothing. Give me Clarkson.
Clarkson, wow.
Shooting threes. Yep.
I thought you were going to go Russell there.
He's been not as good.
All right. Well, there you go. I think I got to get every single one right to catch you before the season's over. Oh, man.
Yeah, we're running out of podcasts here.
What,
3 weeks of the playoffs and then 1 week of we shouldn't be playing in the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh, whatever. Yeah, we're done with this. We're done with this podcast. We're done with the 30-point challenge. We're getting out of here. Ugh. Be sure to sign up for your March Madness brackets. There's a post up on the site, Madness of March 4. It's our fourth year doing these. It's a ton of fun. Just hop in there, set up your bracket. Slim, I beat you last year. I got second out of 27.
I wasn't very good last year.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It's a shot in the dark. I won't follow anything non-ACC that much. Although, my alma mater made it, UNCW. I think I brought that up in an intro before that they won their tournament.
You got to pick them, right?
Yeah, they're playing Duke. Yeah, it was like a crazy in-state matchup there.
That's a good one. I mean, that's crowd will be wild.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Yeah,
where's it being played? It should be pretty close to Duke, too.
No, it's in Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it should be a good game. I mean, Duke does choke in tournaments a lot when they're not, like, a number one seed.
Oh, it's coming from a UNC fan.
No, seriously. They lost to, what was that, like, Nashville school? That was like a 215 update. No, maybe they won that game by one. They've been upset a lot in the past 10 years.
They did win it all last year, though.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, well, that's with different players because, you know.
Yeah, that was with Tyus Jones, who's going to be a starter here eventually.
Because Krzyzewski was like, "Hey, come to my school. You can only play 1 year, and then I'll let you go."
Wow, that's quite the impression right there.
No, I'm just looking for some cheese and a ref to yell at. I'm a rat.
Ow. Oh, please tell me there's some Duke fans out there that'll talk some nonsense about you.
Yeah, that should be fun. All right, we're getting out of here. We'll be back on Thursday. Slim, take it easy, man.
Yes, sir.